From Public Radio International, this is The World. A co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's Tuesday, July 13th. I'm Marco Werman. Cuba releases political prisoners, though the government doesn't call them that.
These people, journalists, human rights defenders, labor activists, are not political prisoners, but enemies of the state.
Also, we explore the forbidden catacombs of Paris.
We are in this historic part of Paris. It's forbidden to visit, and we have a chance to know it.
And we explore the case of an Iranian nuclear scientist. Did he defect, or was he kidnapped? I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Seven Cuban political dissidents are free in Spain today. They are the first of a group of 52 Cuban political prisoners to be released. The Cuban government locked them up in a crackdown on human rights activists in 2003. Last week, the government of Raúl Castro agreed to free them, and Spain has agreed to take them in along with their families. The release comes after weeks of negotiations between the Cuban government and Cuba's Roman Catholic Church, with Spanish diplomats brokering the deal. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
The first freed Cuban dissidents touched down at Madrid's Barajas airport with their families, looking tired and relieved. Julio Cesar Galvez told reporters he hoped that all Cubans would one day enjoy the same liberty that he and the other new arrivals now have in Spain.
La apertura de este proceso de diálogo entre ha sido posible.
The opening of this dialogue to free us, he said, was made possible because of the struggle and support of thousands of Cubans who also desire freedom. Among those Cubans was Zapata Tamayo, a fellow prisoner who died on a hunger strike in February. Tamayo's death sparked international condemnation and upped the pressure on President Raúl Castro. Cuba's Catholic Church helped negotiate the current prisoner release, as did Spain's foreign ministry. Spain has relatively close ties to Cuba because of its historical links to the island, but the European Union has maintained diplomatic distance from Havana for nearly 15 years. It says Cuba needs to improve its human rights record before relations can improve. Spanish Foreign Minister Miguel Ángel Moratinos says he now expects Cuba's gesture to lead to a European thaw. He says, I believe we no longer have any reason to maintain the European position. My colleagues asked me to resolve this issue of political prisoners. Logically, it follows that our policy should now soften. But the EU isn't showing its cards just yet. A spokesman for the European Commission in Brussels would only say that the issue will get a second look.
Discussions will be resumed after the summer, and the release of political prisoners in Cuba is an indispensable step in this process.
The United States is also paying close attention, said Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
We welcome this. We think that's a positive sign. It's something that is overdue, but nevertheless very welcome.
Clinton didn't say whether Cuba's prisoner release moves the U.S. any closer to softening its half-century-old economic embargo on Cuba. Meanwhile, in Cuba itself, human rights leaders like Elizardo Sanchez cast doubt on the significance of Castro's gesture.
Estamos viendo que al menos cinco.
He said, we've seen that at least five of the prisoners were forced to go to Spain with their families. All Cuba has done is exchange jail cells for exile. Sanchez calls the release a media stunt. Some analysts say the gesture is less about Cuba opening up than an economically crippled country seeking European investment and trade. And even when all of the 52 prisoners are freed in a few months' time, more than 100 political dissidents will still be behind Cuban bars. And Cuba has a record of freeing political prisoners en masse, only to crack down again later. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.